This is a holiday weekend, although the war makes that easy to forget. The nation has set today aside to observe the birthday of the Reverend Martin Luther King, Jr. Dr. King's memory and that of other important black leaders is tended in a bookstore located in a busy neighborhood near Howard University in Washington, D.C. A big, brightly painted Egyptian pharaoh's head juts out over the sidewalk there like the figurehead of a ship, and three flights up is Pyramid Books. NPR's Susan Stamberg visited the shop owned and operated by and for blacks.
It's a book called Black Man Singing.
I was told you had it.
At 11 o'clock on a drizzly winter morning, Pyramid was lively with customers. Nicole Wilkerson, a senior at Howard, paged through a small paperback.
It's a book on famous quotes of black men, from entertainers to philosophers.
No women?
I think it's... Hey, Alice Walker, no person is your friend who demands your silence or denies your right to grow. It's for Alice Walker.
That's good, isn't it? Yeah, I like that one.
There are a lot of good ones in here.
Across the store, John Ray, who teaches botany at Howard, buys a book of poetry by Valeria Lawrence for his collection of Afro-American writers. Pyramid helps build Dr. Ray's collection.
It gives you a place to find the kind of literature you might want on Afro-Americans.
Otherwise, what are your alternatives? I mean,
the
if you
library,
walk in...
The library. What they may have at some of the other bookstores.
But if you walked into Dalton Books...
I wouldn't find it.
Another customer, Fire Inspector A.V. Carroll from Engine 21, agrees that Pyramid Books offers something special.
Things that are basically interrelated to African culture, African historical perspective, African educational perspective.
Why do you need to get it?
Because everyone needs something culturally of their own to cling to. And I can't get that from the status quo institutions.
The African-American section of the store has books by Booker T. Washington, a biography of Frederick Douglass, histories, 100 Years of Lynchings has a blood-drenched map of the United States on its cover. Copies of the Quran fill the bright yellow shelves in the Islam section. Over in Africa are books on the Maasai of Kenya and Ghanaian leader Kwame Nkrumah. The walls are covered with posters. There's Mount Rushmore revisited, with images of Frederick Douglass, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and Booker T. Washington carved in the rock. In a print called The Last Supper, Jesus has his back to us. Across from him, sitting at the long table, are 12 black leaders.
Starting clockwise from the bottom right, you have W.B. Du Bois, Booker T. Washington.
Hodari Abdul Ali is the founder and president of Pyramid Books.
This is Noble Drew Ali. He was an early Islamic leader born in North Carolina. He was a forerunner to Marcus Garvey and Elijah Muhammad, people like that.
Hodari Abdul Ali says the point of the picture is this, that people like him sat at the table of Christ. Blacks were there too.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Ali has 4 pyramid stores in the Washington metropolitan area,
yes, we do.
And branches in Baltimore and San Diego. In this period of recession and hard times, business is booming in this first chain of privately owned black bookstores.
Thank you.
I think what's going on is a resurgence, not unlike the 1960s era. The difference this time is that it's becoming institutionalized. At that time, the goal of the movement was to get laws on the books. Those laws are on the books, but the fundamental social situation for most African Americans hasn't changed. Now we realize that we have to take control of the economic and the social institutions that affect our community if we're going to affect fundamental change.
And control, Mr. Ali says, comes from education, knowing your history and culture. The books he sells offer that history. He sees them as tools of social change.
Say that he, lion, would get up each and every morning, stretch and walk around. He'd roar, me and myself, me and myself.
Nubia Kai, the manager of this pyramid store, reads for us from a book called The People Could Fly, American Black Folk Tales, one of the most popular books in the store's extensive children's section.
These are stories that are definitely rooted in the African tradition. Many of them actually come from Africa under the name Cooney Rabbit. And they found their way into the New World, into America,
and particularly in the South, Brer Rabbit is very popular. But there are stories that have been handed on from generation to generation. It's been handed down for hundreds of years.
The Brer Rabbit stories used to be controversial with their stereotyped dialect and associations with slavery. These days, they're seen as part of a proud history of storytelling.
The little animals held a sit-down talk, and one by one, and two by two, and all by all, they decide to go see Brer Bear and Brer Rabbit. For they know that Brer Bear been around, and Brer Rabbit say he has too. So they went to Brer Bear and Brer Rabbit.
In the children's section of Pyramid, there are dolls too, black ones in vivid African dress, but books are the point here. Books with titles like Bright Eyes, Brown Skin, and Abdul and the Designer Shoes.
You just handed me a book I've never seen before.
Again, owner Hadari Abdul Ali.
Little Red Riding Hood. This book I would characterize as more of a black American type of book.
Little Red Riding Hood is a little black girl. And her name is?
Sarah Jane Jimson.
So what's that, you know, you buy that, let's say, for a little seven-year-old cousin of yours. And what is the message?
Well, on the surface, the message is that, you know, here's a little girl that looks like you and, you know, you can feel good about that. This isn't necessarily the book I would buy. There's another very nice book over there called First Book About Africa, for example, that is just as nicely illustrated as this one, but to me has a more deeper meaning to it.
So feel good isn't enough?
It's a step in the right direction, but no, it's not enough, because our goal is not just to impose a black face on just the average situation. Our goal is to change minds and attitudes.
Is there, and I bet it's a question you've asked yourself, the chance that a store like this reinforces a sense of separateness and separation in negative ways?
Oh, absolutely not. Our goal is to help raise the consciousness of a segment of this society, and by doing so, these people will become more productive and positive. The inner conviction of a person to be strong, to be positive, to be spiritual, that's the only way a person is going to be a productive member of society, and we see our role in terms of helping toward that process.
I have to tell you something, it just struck me. If I went into a bookstore like this with a white owner, there'd be a literary conversation. We're having a political one.
We're more than a bookstore, and I've always viewed myself as more than a businessman. I genuinely see myself as trying to play a constructive role in helping to improve the community from which I come. And if the bookstore can be a vehicle, then I'm glad my mission is accomplished.
Hadari Abdul Ali, president of Pyramid Books, an expanding chain of black bookstores with branches in Washington, D.C., Maryland, and California. I'm Susan Stamberg.